But first, the latest statewide standardized test results were released this week. More than half of Arizona students failed the English and Math AZ Merit tests. From KJZZ's Education Desk, Mariana Dale joins me to break down the results. Good morning, Mariana.
Morning.
So can you give us a quick primer, first off, on what AZ Merit is?
Definitely. It is Arizona's statewide standardized test for English language arts, which is basically reading and writing, and math. AZ Merit's been around for about 5 years. Before that, there was a test called Arizona's Instrument to Measure Standards, or the AIMS. That's actually the test that I took when I was in school here. And the state's public school students, they start taking the AZ Merit test in third grade. They continue through high school, and they don't need to pass this test to graduate high school.
So then why is this test important?
How well students do on this test is the largest contributor to a school's letter grade. That letter grade is tied to some school funding. Parents might also look at letter grades when they're trying to decide, you know, where they want to send their kid to school. And then at an individual level, it's one way parents can see if kids are learning everything that they need to know at every grade level.
All right, so let's get back to these most recent results. 42% of students passed the test for English and math this year. How does that compare to previous years?
This year's scores show a 1 percentage point increase from the past year, and either subjects are actually equally matched those scores at the statewide level. And this builds on slight increases that we've seen in previous years. But I think that everyone can agree that more than half of students failing these tests it's not good. Mm-hmm. And those numbers do look different, though, depending on which subset of students that you're looking at.
Well, what are the other ways you can break up the data?
There are a ton of ways you can break up the data. So I'll take a second here to say that for parents listening, I think it's really beneficial to look at your district and your school. We're going to link to that information at kjzz.org. But anyway, you can look at information at a county level. So in Maricopa, where we are now, we did fare slightly better than the state average. 45% of students passed the math assessment and 44% passed the English assessment. Another way that you can think about those results is in terms of demographics. Statewide, only 1/5 of students that were considered homeless passed either the reading or the math test. They also have information on ethnic breakdown, migrant students, charters, district schools, all that good stuff. And then you can also look at scores by type of test and grade level. One more thing I'll point out that new this year, schools, high schools specifically, could opt out of the test in favor of the ACT or the SAT, and several dozen schools did so, most notably for the Valley, those and Chandler Unified.
All right, so where do we go from here then?
Well, the state has improvements to make. There are people who still say that this test is not even the best way to evaluate Arizona students, but it's the test that we have nonetheless. Even schools that opted out of the test, like Chandler Unified I just mentioned, they're going to have to take it again because of some federal guidance that we got about that. The next measure parents can look for are the new school letter grades. And since those are based on AZ Merit scores, largely, we can expect that those will be out pretty soon.
All right. That's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Thank you.
You're welcome.